The absence grew steadily more pronounced as the shuttle approached and then landed on Nathema.
"Come with me," Nyriss commanded, rising up from her seat.
Still mute, Scourge followed her down the shuttle's boarding ramp and out onto the world itself. They had touched down at the spaceport in a city, or what used to be a city. The spaceport was surrounded by the buildings, speeder pads, and streets one would expect to see in a planet's major metropolitan center. But it was eerily quiet. The incessant murmur of the crowds and the constant hum of traffic whizzing past on busy streets were missing. There wasn't even any wind, and the air tasted stale in Scourge's mouth. The temperature was neither cold nor hot, but he felt himself starting to shiver.
"You feel the chill of the void," Nyriss told him. "The force is energy. It gives heat to our emotions and our minds. But here, it has been stripped away."
She led him along the deserted streets, as Scourge stared in fascinated horror, trying to grasp the magnitude of what he was witnessing. The buildings seemed to be almost fully intact. There was none of the damage and destruction normally associated with millions of simultaneous deaths. However, there were other signs of what had happened here. Mangled speeders and shuttles were strewn about, the remains of vehicles in motion that had crashed to a halt when their pilots were taken by the ritual. And everywhere Scourge looked, there were small piles of clothes, jackets, slacks, and boots that had survived what their owners had not. Normally, these remains would have been picked over by scavengers, but on Nathema, even the vermin and insects were extinct.
"Where are the droids?" Scourge asked.
He was shocked at the sound of his own voice. It was flat and dull, as if even sound waves had been distorted by the ritual.
"The ritual overloaded their circuits," Nyriss explained, her voice as hollow and washed out as his. "The damage was irreparable. Even their memory cores were completely wiped out."
Scourge glanced upward and noticed something else unusual. The sun shining down on them from above, a star that had appeared bright orange as they'd approached the planet, was now a pale shade of brown. In fact, everything around them was either brown or gray, as if the colors had been leached out. Scourge was well acquainted with death. He had no trouble understanding massacres and mass slaughter. Death and destruction unleashed powerful emotions like fear, suffering, and hatred. They fueled the power of the dark side. But what had happened on Nathema was different, and it disturbed him in a deep and profound way.